Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Final!
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah. Yeah!
And the Bryce Harper free agency saga is over. Welcome to a brand new edition of Drive Time Sports right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. As always, happy to be along with you on the afternoon drive. And today, we have a compressed version of Drive Time Sports, a little bit shorter. We got to get you out to live pregame coverage for the USU Eastern Women's Scenic West Athletic Conference contest. They'll go toe-to-toe with Colorado Northwestern, a winner-go-home type situation for both teams. Immediately after the women's contest, the men will take the court, same thing. Both teams are looking to move to the semifinals of the conference tournament, which is here in town. It's at the BDAC. You got to get your tickets. Make sure you get out to support both the USU Eastern men and women's basketball squads. We will, again, get you out courtside to the BDAC. That's coming up in just a bit. But the big news today, the Philadelphia Phillies have finally won the Bryce Harper sweepstakes. They have come to an agreement on a 13-year, $330 million contract. One of the sources told The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal that there are no opt-outs because, quote, Bryce Harper didn't want one. Per Jared Diamond of the Wall Street Journal, his deal will include a $20 million signing bonus with no deferred money. He has a $330 million guaranteed contract over the next 13 years, meaning that he will more than likely be a member of the Philadelphia Phillies until he is 39 years old. All eyes have been on this specific story for, I'm not even going to say this past offseason, for about a year, year and a half. Where would Bryce Harper go? Philly's the big winner. They didn't get Machado, but they got Bryce Harper, and we will talk about this deal next segment here on the show. We'll be joined by Bill Lasky, former Major League Baseball pitcher and now an analyst for the San Francisco Giants. The Giants were in on Harper. So were the Dodgers. Ultimately, it was the Phillies that won out because they were able to give him a 13-year deal. Hey, good for him. I mean, good on Bryce Harper. He got what he wanted. I think he pinched every penny and every year he possibly could out of the deal. Philly was concerned that perhaps he would end up in L.A. They pulled the trigger. So, again, good on the Philadelphia Phillies. I want to talk about this in length with Bill Lasky. So we will cut the intro to the show just a tad bit short. A couple of other news and notes. A former Dallas Cowboy tight end, and now we can say former Monday Night Football color commentary man Jason Witten is coming out of retirement, and he will join the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to get a one-year deal worth $3.5 million that can max out at $5 million, including roster bonuses and incentives. That was a story that came out earlier today, an 11-time Pro Bowler and 15 years with the Cowboys. He will now set the standard. He will be the longest service employee in Cowboys history once he plays for the 16th year. That was some news that broke earlier today as well. And on top of that, well, more coming out of the NFL Combine. Kyler Murray does measure over 5'10", for those who are wondering. Like I said, just a couple of other minor news and notes. Minor in comparison to the Bryce Harper contract. So, we'll break for just a moment. Local sports news is coming up, and Bill Lasky, former Major League Baseball pitcher, will join us to talk about the aftermath of Bryce Harper signing a 13-year, $330 million deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. Plus, we'll get you out courtside for USU Eastern basketball. It's all coming up on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Reporting from the KOAL newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. Tonight, the USU Eastern men and women will both face a win-or-go-home situation as they participate in the opening round of the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament at home at the BDAC. The women will take the court first. They enter with a 5-7 record in conference play, looking to rebound from a loss last Saturday at the hands of CSI in overtime. The first matchup for the women, it'll be Colorado Northwestern, the 5 seed entering the SWAC tournament. USU Eastern had little problem with Colorado Northwestern this season, sweeping a 3-game season set, winning the most recent game 82-65, also recording wins 86-45 and 88-60. Now the women will take the court tonight at 5 p.m. Live coverage will begin at 4:30 on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. with the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show. And it's there you'll hear from USU Eastern assistant coach Morgan Warburton-Nelson. Now, immediately following the women's contest, we'll jump to the men's side of the court, where they will also take on Colorado Northwestern. A win for the men's team means they move on to face Snow College tomorrow, and a loss will bring an end to the season. Yesterday on KOAL's Drive Time Sports, we were joined by the men's coaching staff, including head coach Aljama Pacelli, who talked about playing in front of the hometown crowd during the tournament.
I think, you know, like here, we did a pretty good job during the year, you know, defending our home floor. Mm-hmm. You know, like we like to play in front of our fans, you know, supporting us, and they, you know, like I can feel the energy, you know, the players can feel that energy come from the stands. You know, it's nice to play at home.
Now, the USU Eastern men's squad will enter tonight's tilt, riding a 5-game losing skid. Most recently, they suffered a 1-point loss to the College of Southern Idaho. Assistant coach Ray Jones says it was a great learning experience for his team.
I think they've learned that every single mistake, especially in winning time, we call it winning time, I think they realize the magnitude of each one. I think each guy can point to a specific thing that they did, whether it be a free throw, whether it be a bad pass, whether it be not going strong on a layup, whether it be a defensive mishap. Those things add up. And if 5 guys make a mistake each with a minute left, I mean, that's ball game.
Tickets for tonight's contest are on sale by visiting usueasternathletics.com. And you can also tune in and listen to the game live on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m. Now we stick with basketball, but we move over to high school. And yesterday, the state championship hopes for the Green River Pirates came to an end as they suffered a loss in the opening round of the 1A state tournament to Rich. Green River entered as the number 3 seed from Region 19. The Pirates suffered a 59-51 loss to Rich. Rich moves on to face Wendover in the second round of the tournament, which will be held today. The first day loss for Green River brings an end to the season. And we move over to the national sports scene, where tonight the Utah Jazz will take the court once again as they travel on the road to meet the Denver Nuggets. Tonight's game will not air on KOAL due to the Scenic West Athletic Conference tournament, as the USU Eastern men will take on Colorado Northwestern. The next contest for the Utah Jazz will be Saturday night here on KOAL. Start time for that game is at 7 p.m. It's a home contest with the Milwaukee Bucks. You can find more news, sports, and community events at CastleCountryRadio.com. Reporting, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini. Here comes the comeback. The kid is
back on track, and everybody loves. We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m. We're live from the Auto Forum Studios. Always a pleasure to be with you on the afternoon drive. I know we got plenty of local sports to get to, but we have to start by talking some Major League Baseball. Just a couple of hours ago, the Bryce Harper saga came to a close, and as I went off the air yesterday, I said I felt it was highly unlikely that this guy would end up in Philly. My reasoning for that, well, I thought that if he wanted to play for Philly, he would have signed this deal weeks ago. Today it breaks. Bryce Harper going to Philadelphia. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have Bill Lasky, former major league pitcher, now spends his time as an analyst for the San Francisco Giants. Bill, it's great to get you back on. It's been far too long, my friend.
Well, spring training is here and baseball's in the air, and it's gone longer than we expected for Bryce Harper to come off the board as a free agent, and he said that decision surprised me too. I thought when the Dodgers jumped in, I thought it was going to be the Dodgers and the Giants. And, of course, following the Giants out here, the short contract was offered. And this past Tuesday, the 10-year contract was offered. So I thought the Giants had an outside chance at this. He loved the city. Some of the problems he had was AT&T Park, now Oracle Park. There was going to be some changes to the field. He had discussed that in his contract. One was the pitcher's mounds were coming off because of the angle, pitching mounds on the first base and third base side for protection. Some other things he wanted, which the Giants said, we'll do it. I thought it was a good deal, a lot of money, of course, but that was the kind of money we were thinking. And I'm sure you and I talk about this off air other times, but that was the number that was thrown, was the $300 million. He got $330.
We'll talk about what this means for the Dodgers and Giants, two teams that were in on the race for Harper but lost. And we can start with the Dodgers. To me, Bill, it's a lost offseason for this team. They're coming off back-to-back losses in the World Series. I still believe they have the talent to come out of the National League once again, but you trade the identity of your team and Yasiel Puig, you trade Matt Kemp, who was a great story, and you trade Alex Wood, who was a part of really a very solid pitching rotation over the last 2 years. I remember texting you at that particular time, and I think we both were on the same page. It just reeked of Bryce Harper, okay? That's what that trade meant for me. On top of that, they go out, they get A.J. Pollock. They don't get Bryce Harper. Is it a lost offseason for this Dodger team?
I would think lost, but I would say it wasn't an eye-awakener. You know, you lost Puig. You lost a great talent in him. I know on and off the field and all that, but he is a great talent. I look for him to have a great year in the Reds. And that Reds team is beefing up, too. We can talk about that later in the year. But I think the Dodgers are playing Jane. They really didn't do anything great. And as you said, they have a lot of talent there. And they're young, so who knows about these guys? They'll be able to play. And I've always liked A.J. Pollock. I think he's a very good ball player. And that was a good pickup. But, again, the pitching part, do they have enough? You know, with Jensen, with some of his health problems, is he going to be okay? And you hear in spring training already, Kershaw's having an arm problem. So we don't know, but I think the pie in the National League West is Arenado in Colorado. I think Colorado has now jumped forward a lot in this division, along with Machado and San Diego. The NL West is now, I think, anybody's team. And I hate to say it, but the Giants are probably going to be the team underneath all of that. They just don't have enough power in the outfield. They don't have any big-name players. Posey's going to have a great year. Belt, we've been hearing Belt, 25 to 30 home runs every year. Never happened. So some of these guys are going to have to play above average, more or less career years, to see if the Giants can contend.
I think had the Giants acquired Harper, it's not as if they would have made that jump to the top of the NL West this season, per se. But if you offer a 10-year deal, obviously you have a 10-year plan, right, Bill? And I know you and I have talked about some of the guys that they have coming up. Boy, it would have been a great start for them to add Harper.
I think it would have fit in. Left-hand power hitter, the Giants haven't had one since Barry Bonds. The lack of home runs, they were second from the bottom last year in Major League Baseball. Tampa Bay was the only team below them. So the power numbers for the Giants haven't been here for years. It's always been gap-to-gap speed and starting pitching. They do have good pitching. I'm looking for Bumgarner to have a great year. I was so glad that the Giants didn't trade him. Too many speculation. I just think he's one of the premier top five pitchers. I watch him every year, 30, 35 starts. He's a different or type pitcher, and I think the Giants need to keep him. And he's got to have a banner year for this team to do anything.
Again, right now, Bill Lasky, former Major League pitcher, joining us right now. Okay, let's talk about Philadelphia, because if I look at their outfield right now, one of my favorite players to watch in the National League is Odubel Herrera. And you and I have had conversations about Herrera. I really like this kid an awful lot. You go out, you get Andrew McCutchen, a guy that you are familiar with, did play for the Giants last season, and now you add Bryce Harper to that outfield. Boy, I like that. I like that lineup in the outfield an awful lot.
Well, you look at that, and then you look at the power numbers Harper's bringing at only 26 years old. That was one of the things that I read this morning or midday when the reports came out. He looked at all three ballparks, you know, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and L.A. Who's going to give you 30 to 40 home runs every year? It's going to be difficult at Oracle Park. It's going to be difficult at Dodger Stadium. He went with numbers, he went with batting averages, and he went to a ball team that has young talent that he's going to build with. And, of course, the center fielder you brag about, you love that guy. I think he's a premier player, and it's just going to gel those two guys into some powerhouse.
And I don't think with the addition of Harper, We can't forget one of my favorite moves of the offseason, going out and stealing Real Muto from the Marlins. And I shouldn't really say steal. I think the Marlins did, you know, they did attract some young pieces. But at the same time, to me, that was one of those moves that floated under the radar, maybe because of the speculation of Machado and Harper. But, Bill, I love that move. From an offensive standpoint, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better catcher than Real Muto in the National League.
Totally agree. Well, I have a little favor to Posey.
Sure. Sure.
But I tell you what, that was a steal of a deal, and you heard so many teams trying to put something together for him. And when you looked at Miami just giving up everybody last year, year before, and all the names dropping off, he was the only one left. But that was a great move, and now they got a great catcher behind the plate. You got some young arms. Arrieta, he's going to have a great year. So there's going to be – Philadelphia has definitely gotten a lot better in that division, and it's going to be a battle now. They're in contention, no doubt. And their numbers just went up immense because Bryce Harper, at 26 years old, isn't even his prime yet. And he is a left-hand power hitter, and that's what I look at. He's going to hit home runs. He could even hit 40 to 50, to tell you the truth. I just think he's a perfect find there.
Yeah, well, in the National League East, just got very entertaining as well. I mean, the Braves, they overachieved. I think they're maybe a year away from really being a team that we can view as a legitimate World Series contender. But between the Braves and the Phillies, boy, I think we're going to have quite the little rivalry set up, Bill, for the next few years.
So do I. And you know, the division now is looking at it and go, okay, what else is out there? You know, and I tell you what, the free agent market right now, it's healthy. There's a lot of guys sitting home without a name on their chest. So I think I know the Giants will probably go back to the blueprint here and see what else is out there that they could gel on. Because, hey, if they're throwing 290 to 300 out, they have the money to buy a couple more free agents to get a little stronger. You know, you hear so many different players out there. Kimbrel, I just cannot believe he's not in a uniform yet. That just blows me away. One of the premier closers, but then again, you know, the dames change, and you might not have closers in the next couple of years. You might have a little bit of everybody at the end.
Yeah, there are some really, really shocking free agents that are still out there. And Bill, I know that you are around the game constantly, and baseball is so much different than any other sport, major sport here in the country. I mean, spring training is underway, and up until just a couple of hours ago, one of the best players in the league did not have a team. Manny Machado signs, what, a week and a half ago. Dallas Keuchel, who has been a part of one of the most consistent pitching rotations in Major League Baseball over the last 3 years, does not have a team right now. And so, as far as free agency goes, where does the issue sit? You know, what are the problems with baseball's free agency system right now?
Well, if my opinion really comes through the analytics of the game and how much it's changing, you know, starters are going to have 20 wins. 35 starts. You may have more, you know, less inning games, 3, 4, 5 innings. You're going to have pitch counts even come down further. So the game is changing. I'm going to look at the pitching side because your middle relievers are not going to be starters. You may have a end guy in the 7th, 8th inning, might get a start or two. So incentives are going to change. Different parts of the game are going to change. And your starting pitcher isn't going to be that big of a guy anymore. It's going to be 12, 14 pitchers, and everybody's going to have a piece of the pie each day. Each team, analytics will tell you who to pitch to, and I like one of the new rules, having a pitcher to throw three hitters. I kind of like that, because then you're not going to have change, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, and that's what's going to end up happening toward the end of all these games.
Well, I got to ask you, as far as the rule changes go, and this is completely off base, do you see a day and age where we have a universal DH?
I hope not. I came from the National League. It's just two different leagues. I like it, but I'm going to go back to it again. Analytics are saying it'd be a better game. So, you know, we'll have a whole show about analytics this year. We'll talk about a lot of that.
I'd be all for that. Bill Lasky, again, former Major League Baseball pitcher. Before I let you go, Bill, please let the listeners know where they can find you.
Well, just on Twitter, at Lasky19. I'm getting hot for spring training and just getting going here with the Giants, but This was disappointing news for the Giants today. Sorry to see that Bryce wasn't coming to San Francisco, but Philadelphia is getting a gem. I really like Bryce Harper. watching his swing and things like that. He's going to come into a very, very good player with Philadelphia.
Well, look, we can look at the glass half full, be it from a Dodgers perspective or a Giants perspective. At least he didn't sign with someone in the National League West, because one of those teams, we're going to get left out, right? If Machado goes to San Diego and Harper goes to either L.A. or San Francisco and the Rockies re-up Arenado, one of those teams, the Dodgers or the Giants, were going to be out in the cold.
I agree. I totally agree. And, you know, it's just baseball, but one player does make a team. You and I talk about that a lot. But, yeah, the National League West is going to be different. We didn't even talk about the Rockies with Arenado. That's another time, but I was glad. Arenado deserves it. He's a good ball player, and Colorado's got a good one there. So we'll talk again, my friend. We have a lot to chat about this spring, as well as getting into the season. It was a good start today.
You can't wait, Bill. Thank you again.
All right, take care.
Now, again, we have a shortened edition of Drive Time Sports today. We are going to send you courtside to the BDAC in just a few moments. Sonny Buscarini and Greg Darter standing by. They'll begin pregame coverage of the USU Eastern Women's Basketball Contest. That's coming up next, and then I'll be joined by Travis Anderson for the nightcap as the USU Eastern men will also take on Colorado. Again, it's the opening round of the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament, and it's coming up next here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.